You're listening to Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio in Virginia.
Welcome back into Cavalier Corner as we roll along here, our final show of the 2016-2017 athletic and academic year, and we've been wrapping up Jefferson Forest Athletics with Athletic Director Ben Martin, who's been kind enough to join us on Cavalier Corner, and he's sticking around with us as well because it's summer, things aren't slowing down, and already getting ready for the 2017-2018 season, huh?
Yeah, it's it kind of goes from one season to the next. There's not a lot of downtime.
And especially now that you've got a real exciting project adding to JF Athletics. We know about the football field a couple of years ago and what it's been able to do for so many other sports, soccer, lacrosse, boys and girls for both of them. Now the area that surrounds the football field, the track, is getting a makeover too. Pretty exciting project for you guys.
It is. It's a brand new 8-lane track that the county has provided for us, and we have not been able to host any type of weekly or invitationals for track, and now it's allowing us to have some home events, and it's exciting. And with an 8-lane track, we could host a regional event. So we welcome everything, and it's, we're really looking forward to this really being something that boosts our track program as well.
You mentioned all of that and a number of cool selling points for Jefferson Forest High School track and athletics. You know, big picture, what does this do and say about the opportunity that student athletes have at Jefferson Forest to, you know, put their skills on display and to do so with maximum resources?
Yeah, I mean, we're about trying to improve our facilities and giving our kids the best facilities in the area, if not in the state, so that they can go out there and compete at the highest level.
Ben Martin, Athletic Director for Jefferson Forest High School, joining us here on Cavalier Corner. Coach, the other element to this about the track also is, you know, the fact that you had a great run with Coach Deloach in indoor and outdoor track. He's now moved on to another real neat opportunity at Appomattox, but filling that void, how much of a selling point can this and the success of track in indoor and outdoor over the 2016-2017 season be as you continue to build on that?
Well, I think it's a huge selling point. I mean, in the past, unfortunately, we've not had the greatest facilities for our track program. And like I said, we weren't able to host home events. And now for whoever the new track coach is coming in, they're going to have a brand new track. We're going to have to purchase some new equipment for them. So they'll have kind of some of the latest toys for them to go out there and play with. And I'm sure the kids will be excited about it as well.
Ben Martin, Athletic Director for Jefferson Forest High School, with us here on Cavalier Corner, looking ahead to the 2017-2018 seasons. For you as an athletic director, we mentioned, you know, Coach Deloach and the opportunity for the new track coach when you guys get to that decision. You got a couple other opportunities out there as well. You've had a new girls hoops coach, a new wrestling coach, obviously Coach Zaring, and a story to run with boys soccer is retiring, so you've got to fill that void too. What are things that you look for as an athletic director when you're part of that process of bringing in new coaches and people that can help enrich the lives of student athletes?
You know, I think the biggest thing is just trying to find the right fit for Jefferson Forest High School. We're in a unique position and a situation, and to be able to bring in people that understand the makeup of our school and how our school works. Then on top of that, finding somebody that's highly motivated, highly organized as well, and being able to deal with, because we have a lot of community support, being able to deal with all aspects that come with being a head coach, whether it's dealing with the community, dealing with parents, dealing with the school system as well.
For some people, that could scare them away, but how much is that a selling point for Jefferson Forest Athletics, knowing that, you know, it seems like no matter what sport it is, even the ones that, you know, have got established coaches, there are so many people that want to chip in and help out?
I think it's a great selling point for Jefferson Forest High School. It's if you're a head coach and you can build a program that can be successful, you're going to have a lot of support. You're going to have support from parents. You're going to have support from community, people that just want to be a part of the program. And I think that's great, because that's not, you can't find that at every high school.
Ben Martin, Athletic Director for Jefferson Forest, with us on Cavalier Corner. We'll sit one out there for you as well. You just wrapped up your first season. How much more comfortable are you now that you've had a year under your belt and knowing what each program needs and areas where you can really help them grow and take off in your second year?
Well, it's just like any job. Once you've kind of gone through it the first year, you learn from your mistakes, and you also now know where to go, who to talk to, you know, the things that you need to do to be successful. And so some of those things will come a lot easier in year two.
As you look ahead to year two, this is obviously about the teams, you know, sports teams in the fall. You mentioned how excited you were when we spoke earlier, and if you missed the interview, it'll be up at ESPN and VA on Twitter and ESPN Radio in Virginia on Facebook. How excited you are for fall sports, because there are a number of sports that are in there that, you know, either had good seasons that you think can take another step forward, or teams, you know, football is one of them, that were really close and, you know, with another year under their belt, seem really positioned to flip that switch and start getting wins for JF Athletics.
Well, I feel like for athletics, how you do in the fall really sets the tone for school spirit and how the whole school year is going to be. And so our volleyball team was very young last year. They returned a lot of their girls. I think that they'll still have, you know, be very successful. Football wise, we were 2-8, but we were very competitive 2-8, playing with a lot of young kids. And so when you start to see some of those teams bringing back a lot of returners, we have high expectations for our fall teams. And of course, cross country is year in and year out has been successful.
It has, and Coach Del Benning another year under his belt to help the boys and the girls teams. And, you know, even with Maddie Knight going off to JMU, there's a lot to be excited about there. Winter sports, that's where there's a number of those transition points that have popped up with girls basketball, a new coach off of a very successful season. Wrestling, of course, Blake Justice made it into the third place spot in states. He had a great year. And we've talked quite a bit already today about track's success. Give us the outlook for winter sports as well. New coaches, but seems to still be well positioned to succeed.
Well, you know, Coach Smith has taken over the girls program, and he coached with the boys for 6 years at JF. He helped with the girls the previous 2 years, and so they lost several seniors, but they've got four returning girls from the varsity team. They've got several girls from the JV. I feel like they're going to continue having a strong program and something that he can build off of. Our boys basketball, honestly, is in a very similar situation as our football program was. They had some seniors that graduated, but they're still, a lot of their talent is very young. They were in the 9th and 10th grade class, and so we're looking for them to improve as well. Coach Hackman's going to be taking over the wrestling program, and that's been a very historically a strong wrestling program, and so we're looking forward to him taking it over and building it up as well.
And then you get into spring sports, where there was just a ton of success all around. Obviously, when you lose players off those teams, it can hurt, but seems like they're in a very good spot. Girls soccer, lacrosse, they've grown as programs to be able to continue to be forces.
Well, our spring sports seemed to be our better season this year, where I think we hosted over, 15 playoff games, and you don't see that in a lot of the schools. So spring sports in general are very strong programs. And like you said, with girls soccer, I mean, they won a state championship, but they had a lot of youth on their team as well. So youth is probably going to be around for another 2 years for them.
Means it'll make it pretty hectic for you with all the scheduling, but probably in a really good way.
No, it's a good problem to have as they continue to play. And again, it's about the success of all the Jefferson Forest programs.
And it's been fun to watch all of that and follow it throughout the entire 2016-2017 season. And, you know, it's sort of already here, but 2017-2018 will be here before you know it, with fall practices cranking up in full gear within the next month and a half. Ben Martin, athletic director for JF, with us on Cavalier Corner. Coach, thanks for your time. Try to get a little rest before we speak again in the fall.
I will. Thank you, Ed.
Ben Martin, the athletic director for Jefferson Forest High School, with us on Cavalier Corner. We'll come back. We'll wrap up Cavalier Corner for this season across ESPN Radio in Virginia.
More Cavalier Corner is coming up next, right here on ESPN Radio in Virginia.